Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We party until it's time to eat some food. Tomorrow will be time to eat some food. I know what you're thinking. It's not Thanksgiving yet, and you're right about that. But the Thanksgiving food draft will be back and better than ever on Grant and Danny at 3 p.m. tomorrow. One of the reasons it'll be better than ever, in addition to the fact that we just care so much about it and we're taking it very seriously and we won't let Danny ruin it this year, is that we're going to be eating while we do it. The good people over at Stupid Good Barbecue, the Great American Restaurant fame in Springfield, are bringing in a spread for the ages. It's going to be a Thanksgiving Day feast, a barbecue smorgasbord for the boys. So thank you to them for enhancing our experience. So we got a bunch of feedback in the weeks leading up to this from listeners that are very excited.
Which is also great because they take it as seriously as we do.
Correct.
That's what's awesome.
So I got one particular email I've got in front of me here. A guy had a bunch of ideas about a food combine and basically sending out invites to various foods that you had to choose from. And there's one particular bullet point here that I think is actually a great idea that we're going to adopt this year, which is, he said, rather than fighting over gravy or some of these, you know, dressings, so to speak, or any kind of condiment, his point is every plate should get certain things. Butter, gravy, cranberry sauce. He didn't say rolls, but I think rolls should be added to this. So that it's like having a fork and a knife. You don't need to draft butter or gravy. We've always said if it's not on your plate, if you don't draft it, you don't get it. But I'd like to put forth an addendum here. We need a majority rules. I need three of the five of you guys, and I'm going to be one vote, so two more of you, to agree that every plate will get butter, gravy, cranberry sauce, and I would like to say so that we get bread off the table, because that's always a big issue. Everybody gets a roll.
Because someone always tries to go bread, and it's like, well, you can't say all bread. Right. There's sourdough, there's cornbread, there's rolls, whatever.
So everybody gets a dinner roll with butter, with gravy, with cranberry sauce, any kind of added condiments that you would like with your plate. Are you in on this?
I think that's a good idea. As long as those are the only ones, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, if there's something else we need to add, speak now or forever hold your peace. But I think these are the things that everybody would get. A drink, obviously, of your choice, whatever. Darius, I need one more to move this forward. Would you be our majority vote?
So that would be, again, butter, gravy, cranberry sauce, which meh, and rolls.
Correct.
Correct. I agree with this addendum. Yes, let's
okay.
do that.
Very good.
So every plate gets it.
So every plate has that, so now we don't have to worry about drafting any of those things. That's number one. So he says the draft should be a certain number of rounds, goes through some specifics. We're not going to add rounds because with the snake draft, it gets too complicated, and we've got an hour to pull this off on the air tomorrow with all the other things going on. So we're going to keep it about the normal length. He suggested we have basically rosters we fill out like fantasy football, where we need two proteins, two starches, and one vegetable on our plate with a bread and dessert.
My only objection to that is I just don't know if there are enough proteins. Because every time I add a protein, everyone gets it turns into World War III, even though it's, you know, I have provable data about where people eat different stuff around the country. But anything besides turkey, like, everyone freaks out all the time.
It's not true. Ham is obviously on every plate at Thanksgiving or every table. There are others, right? People could have chicken. You know, you could do things like that.
Sure.
you know, you've gone off the grid a little bit. You
but got for like, two proteins, every team, all five guys getting two?
I also
that's
don't
my point.
Think there's enough. I would agree with that. So you could do one protein. But I also, I don't know if I want to, you know, when you get rid of the shift in baseball, my frustration is that teams can't go outside the box anymore. I want the Rays to look different than the Rangers. I don't want Sean McVay to not be able to be in 13 personnel 70% of the time. They should operate differently than the Ben Johnson-led Bears, right? So I don't want to quell creativity here on the plate. If you want four starches, you should be able to get four starches. I don't think we need to have certain numbers of proteins and starches and like build a meal that looks a lot like someone else's. So I'm not going to vote on this addendum. I'm going to vote against it.
I vote against this addendum.
I would say the best part of the draft is that, is the creativity and the how you work around creating a plate with, if something is missing, such as turkey or ham or whatnot. I also vote against this addendum.
Turkey. All right, now. Here's another thing that he's got. He says, prior to the draft, there should be a Thanksgiving Day food draft combine. He said, for this, there are members of the combine that already show up, turkey, ham, stuffing, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, dinner rolls, pumpkin pies, and some other things, right? Well done. However, okay, I would say, rather than going full combine here and have to invite foods, which was a suggestion, I think that we go through a list right now together, collectively, and we decide, is this an eligible food for the draft or not? And we figure out what is eligible and what is not. Is that fair?
Look at how many foods we got here. That's a lot.
Right. If we don't get through them all in this segment on the air, we can continue to do it off air. Well. But I think we can go rapid fire. We need three people to agree or disagree on foods. So I think we could just keep it moving here. Are you guys in on this?
Let's do it.
Is it two sheets?
Two sheets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so one sheet has popular Thanksgiving dishes, and then the other one is popular Thanksgiving side dishes.
Got it.
Yeah, so some of them are kind of cross-contaminating there.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah.
So turkey's a yes.
Yep.
Let's just go, what do you say at meetings? Here or I? Or
present. So I think all we have to do is get to one, and someone raises an objection, we can debate it.
I love that.
Yeah, so. Okay. If we just for example, turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, rolls, ham, potatoes, sweet potatoes, gravy, green beans, mac and cheese, corn. I'm going to get to one that's dumb. Plantains. Some would say objection.
Got it.
Is that a typical Thanksgiving food? No, okay. No, it's out.
Okay, good. All right, so turkey, everybody's good. Mashed potatoes, stuffing or dressing. Now, bread or rolls we're not worried about.
Right.
Because everyone gets their bread. Ham, scalloped potatoes. What do we got on scalloped potatoes?
Love them.
Different than mashed potatoes,
they
obviously.
They are different, yeah. 100%.
So we're okay with having someone have a mashed potato and a scalloped potato in the draft tomorrow?
Yes.
Or any other kind of potato for that matter?
Well, that's where it gets a little hairy, because there's a beer cheese mashed potatoes. They're mashed potatoes, but it's a different kind. What do we do? I say no to those.
I say only one type of mashed potato.
That's where I'm at.
Anybody else want to move that right now? One type of mashed potato?
One type.
Good. Doesn't matter what you put in it.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon and cheese doesn't change anything. All right, sweet potatoes or yams?
Yep.
How about we just kick those out of the draft altogether?
No, people like flavor will want that.
Those are terrible.
No, they're great.
No one needs to draft those. Everyone we all should. Agree to that?
Your disrespect is just not going
to
be taken.
Toby, do I get a second on that? Can I get anyone to move to kick sweet potatoes out of the draft?
I hate sweet potatoes, but if someone else wants them, fine.
Okay, good enough. The tribe has spoken. All right, gravy, we don't have to worry about. Green beans.
Waste of time. Everyone agree? Waste of time.
Mac and cheese, corn, potato salad. I think we need to talk about
objection to potato salad.
Yeah, I agree.
Potato salad's a Thanksgiving food since when?
It's not that's a July 4th food, and that's it.
That's it is aggressive, by the way.
It's
you sleep on year round potato salad.
It's terrible.
Definitely a cookout food.
So, you just said it's terrible, by the way, which we'll have to come back to.
That's ridiculous.
Potato salad out of the Thanksgiving draft. All in favor?
Aye.
That's three.
Show me motion potato salad. Cornbread. Are we going to do any other unique types of bread?
There should be.
You think so?
Yeah.
See, this is where it gets tricky, though. If we're already saying everybody, so you get a dinner roll,
you get
but
a roll.
If you want another piece of unique bread, you
yep.
can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't hate that.
But what kind of bread, though? Like, bread is
cornbread.
Cornbread, biscuits.
Garlic bread.
Hush puppies.
I think biscuits are rolls.
They're not. They're very distinct.
I just think it's comparable enough. Like, I don't know. Are we just saying do whatever you want bread-wise? You get a dinner roll.
You get a roll.
But if you want a different type of bread, you've got to draft.
Yeah, if you love carbs, a.k.a. me, yeah. you end up with biscuits,
okay,
too.
Okay, fine. That's fine. Green bean casserole.
Stupid, but it should be allowed.
Salad.
Dumb.
Really dumb.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'd say just kick it out. We're not. No one's going to pick Sal.
Yeah, nobody's picking
it. It could sit there in the room waiting at a table to get its name called. I wouldn't come to the draft if I was Sal.
Could we send a message to Sal to get out and not come? Or should we let it twist in the wind?
I'm calling Sal's agent tonight, and I'm saying, don't embarrass your client. Let's just have that party at home with his parents.
I heard Sal may be in jail at this point, so it may just be undraftable. So that just might be unfortunate.
DUI on
red
its record.
Flag on salad.
Got a gas mask on? What is that?
Failed his drug test.
Good bit there.
Glazed carrots.
Again, what a waste of time.
It could be there, though.
Sure.
Beef. I need to know more about this. What kind of beef are we talking about?
I don't know. It literally just says beef. I don't know how to answer that one.
Are we going to take all red meats out right here and right now?
Well, no. I would say prime rib. People have prime rib at Thanksgiving. Like we always had that growing up. I think prime rib is an acceptable Thanksgiving, Christmas Day kind of deal.
Wasn't there a meat that you lied about last year and you said that your parents always make it and then they called in and said, we don't ever make that?
He said he has steak at Thanksgiving.
No, I said we had steak on July 4th.
Stupid. Whatever.
Wrong draft.
Prime rib, I've never had. I've never seen anyone have. I'm sure people do. It's more of a Christmas tradition than a Thanksgiving tradition.
But so I took prime rib a couple years ago to outflank everybody, and everyone made a huge hissy fit about it, and then I, of course, proved that it's had a Thanksgiving in various places.
You did prove that somebody somewhere did have it at some point.
Yeah, it was pretty good data. So I think that should be allowed.
I say we vote. We have to vote.
I say no to prime rib.
I say yes.
Yes.
I say yes. I'm open to having the option available.
Wow.
Beef. Yeah. So not just beef, because we're not talking about ground beef and patties or something.
Beef is not in. Right. It's prime rib, specific.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken, I say yes to chicken.
Yes.
It would have to be like done in a certain way, obviously.
Your roto style.
Yeah. But I'll say yes to chicken. Do we have three of those?
We have a yes.
Yes.
All right. Grant and Danny, food draft tomorrow at 3. We're trying to decipher which foods are going to be available so that there's no... surprises from Danny Ruye. Deviled eggs? Absolutely. We got three?
No, of course. That's not a question.
Yeah, Devi's you.
Fruit salad? We don't need to worry about cranberry sauce because we said everybody gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed vegetables, whatever. Broccoli casserole. Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Okay.
Again, big waste of time.
Rice. I don't think rice is on here.
I've thought about this one. I want to say no to Rishi Rice here.
I'm saying no as well to Rishi. Rice is one of my favorite things in the world. It has nothing to do with Thanksgiving.
I'm going to say yes to rice.
Well, because you like rice. But there's a lot of laughter going on in the other room. Let's be honest, guys. Don't just say yes because you like a food. Rice is not a Thanksgiving Day food.
It's not. I agree.
All right. So
we got three no's.
No rice. Sorry, Toby. Tough break for you. Brussels sprouts.
I don't think this is a Thanksgiving food.
We have Brussels sprouts at Thanksgiving. If you need a green on the table, you could do a nice Brussels sprout. I'll say yes to Brussels sprouts.
I'm not a Brussels sprouts guy. I've not ever seen it at Thanksgiving. But I don't see why it wouldn't be a Thanksgiving food. It's a vegetable, can be cooked different ways.
I'll say this. If prime rib's a Thanksgiving food, I mean,
right, yeah. I don't have a problem with it being there. I'll say yes.
Clary?
I'll say yes. Okay. I'll say yes. Right. I think it makes sense.
Sprouts are in?
Soup.
No.
It doesn't even make sense.
No.
That's stupid.
Not just soup.
Absolutely not.
Coleslaw.
Not a Thanksgiving food.
Right.
And I love it, but it's not a Thanksgiving food.
There's some weird ones here now we're getting into. Peas.
Yes.
Applesauce.
Applesauce. I've seen some people do that with their turkey. Again, stupid, but I've seen it.
Sure. Okay, fine. If you want to waste a pick on applesauce, God bless
By
you.
All means, applesauce is available to everybody.
Corn pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Beans and rice. No. We've said no to rice.
Yeah,
no.
I would say no.
It's a bummer.
Collard greens.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Tamales.
No.
I don't know what that is. Jell-O.
No. Actually, yeah, maybe dessert.
I'll say yes to Jell-O.
The big Jell-O mold.
I'll make one of them. Fish.
No.
I'm out on fish. Duck.
Yes.
I'll say no to duck.
What?
No.
Turducken. It's right in the middle.
A turducken I would say yes to, but I'm saying no to duck as a standalone item.
Who was our guest that was like, I'm going to have the duck in addition?
I don't know.
Today, someone said.
I think it was Shane. It was Shane.
Shane. I was going to guess. Call her. He's like, right now, I'm gonna have a duck right now. Wherever I'm at in Bulgaria right now. Commander Danny, what's up? Might have some duck.
I'm saying no to duck. Darius? Wow.
I will say that's tough. I will say yes.
To standalone duck?
Yeah.
And Clary?
No.
Toby's the deciding vote.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Duck is in.
Wow. All right.
Duck is in. Made the cut.
Turnips?
So this is a big source of consternation. I hate them. They're the worst. That doesn't matter. My wonderful mother-in-law insists on making this turnip dish that looks like mashed potatoes. I've confused it before. I hate them and want them banned from the earth, but it is kind of a Thanksgiving food. It's up to you guys.
I don't care. I'm not drafting them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll feel strongly about this one.
I'll say yes, honestly, because I hope someone drafts them.
Sure.
Same.
Yeah. All right. Turnips are in. Lamb. No.
Out.
No.
No.
CD's out.
Black-eyed peas. Fergie.
That's a New Year's thing.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
I am is a no.
Plantains.
Thanks, Darius. Yeah, I got a no for that.
Okay. Tofu.
Nope.
Nobody cares. Candied yams.
See, this is we've already had a yam situation. Sweet potatoes, yams.
But candied or not, like you can't make yams.
Yeah, it's a method of preparation.
Same as mashed potatoes.
Yams are in.
All right. So yams are in.
Yams are in. That's
fine. But there's only one type of yams. Cauliflower stuffing. Here's an important one. Only one type of stuffing. You don't get to say cauliflower stuffing. Right.
Oyster stuffing. Yeah, I got you.
One stuffing. Mm-hmm, now, what is the thing that Christian has? That shrimp dish.
Oh, that was the barbecue shrimp stuffing.
I want that added to this.
Yes.
But that's stuffing.
But is it?
It's joyous. It's perfect.
But it doesn't taste like stuffing.
Sure does. But it's got some shrimp in it. It's stuffing with shrimp. And again, it should be served all the time.
So are we saying it's not eligible?
I don't know what I'm saying.
I say it's not eligible. I'll put the first vote in and say it's not eligible.
I say eligible.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Christian. Not eligible.
Not eligible.
Not eligible.
So there's one type of stuffing is all we're doing.
Stuffing is stuffing.
Apple pie,
yep.
Baked sweet potato.
Yep.
We've already said sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetables, garlic, mashed potatoes. Only one type
now
of
you're
mashed
your variance,
potato.
Yeah.
Anything else to discuss here? Various types of pie. You could do like...
All the pies are there, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I think all the pies are there.
Because they're different. Yeah, each pie's different enough.
All right, rapid fire here on some sides. Green bean casserole have we talked about?
We did, yes.
That was on there, yeah.
Some of these are crossovers.
Yeah, a lot of these are crossovers.
But I'm not going to bother going through this. All right, so then we pretty much have our plate. Did something not get mentioned? Like, in other words, there's going to be some surprises along the way, ideally, but... Is there anything we need to cover here to make sure everybody's on the same page as to how to fish in waters where we're allowed to catch fish? What's legal and what isn't?
Is cornbread dressing different enough from stuffing to be allowed?
Is it called dressing or stuffing?
Dressing.
Then you can't do it. It's a stuffing.
It's stuffing.
Pretty different.
Stuffing and dressing.
So is the shrimp thing that I just tried to get past.
No, yours is stuffing with shrimp in it. This is a totally different recipe. It's cornbread dressing.
The difference is with it though is that you just don't stuff it in the turkey.
That's right. That's one of the differences.
But it's all with the same. It's the same substance.
One's made of like stale bread, croutons.
Guy, I'm looking at it. It looks way more like stuffing than my thing does. My shrimp thing? This is just stuffing with corn. That's all.
It's cornbread. It's a cornbread mashup of a thing.
I think stuffing.
I say no.
I say no as well. I think stuffing and dressing are the same thing. So if you take dressing, yeah, cool.
Also it says it in the title. It's basically called corn stuffing. No, it's we just said there's one stuffing. Anything else you got? You're the main one we've got to ask these questions to, Danny.
Yeah, I don't appreciate all the end runs against my brilliance. You're containing the genius. But I suppose I'll have to allow it. Good of the show.
What's your protein of the year that you're going to come up with that we've never heard of before?
Well, they're all on our list. So the ones that are now not outlandish anymore, all I was doing before was breaking ground.
Okay.
All right. Innovator.
Prime rib.
And duckin.
Isn't a Thanksgiving food. You've just strong-armed these guys into saying yes.
Prime rib and duckin in back-to-back years. Brilliant. Brilliance.
Duckin is not a real thing. Just so stupid.
Duckin.
Duckin chicken without the turkey. Never happened before.
So you slice through, you move the turkey over because it's not on your plate, and you've got the rest, the good parts of the duckin.
So that's the other thing is you can't fake foods based on something that's already been taken where you cut around the part you're not allowed to have. That's a good technicality to get out of the way right now. Not that you'd think we need to say that. Like you can't have like potato, but it's not mashed. I just have a potato on my plate and I gnaw at it. Like you can't do that. I don't think. Reasonable?
Very reasonable.
It is very reasonable. Yeah,
okay. I want to gnaw on a potato. That was my whole strategy. Yeah.
That was going to be your big move this year.
Just to be clear, so duckin is banned from this competition?
Yes, because it's not a real thing.
Exactly.
Duck and chicken are pretty real things.
But we banned it.
Well, they're both in. Duck and chicken are both in.
He could get duck or chicken. Duckin, which is not an actual item, is not
on two-thirds of a turducken.
Not allowed.
I could point to one. I could show you.
There'd be turkey there, though.
I'm not allowed to eat the turkey, so I just eat the other parts.
But again, we just got rid of that. We just got rid of that technicality.
Because I innovated before.
Right, because you ruined everything.
Genius is not ruining.
Right.
Genius is being genius.
One more quick suggestion. Rich and Only says, everyone should have to draft one beverage. What do we think about that?
I like that, actually.
I think it adds
to
something.
If we do an extra round.
Yeah.
Another thing we could do is we could just come up with five beverages and we could randomize it and see what your beverage
is. The intrigue, the wild, a supplemental pick.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun.
Just get assigned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.